KO4HKX. I got a request for some information in the Greenville-Spartanburg area. H is looking for open and gas stations that have fuel.
KO4HKX, W4DJW. I just finished getting gas at the QT station in Greer at Wadehampton and 101. Wadehampton and 101. The light is still out, but they are selling gas. And the line, I was only about 10 cars from the line when I got in line. So that's probably a really good one. And then earlier today, I got it at the Sphinx gas station at the intersection of 290, Highway 290 and that road that crosses over right there where Sphinx and Shell gas station are opposite each other. I forget the name of that road. McElhaney, I believe it is, right next to Northern Greenville Tech campus. So those two were open and had gas. One just as recently as an hour and a half ago, and the other one earlier this morning.
They want us to get a list of where they can get stuff when they come into the area, I believe. So trying to get this information gathered up for him. I appreciate that, Dave. And I got the QT at Greer, 29 and 101, and then the Sphinx and the Sitco, there were, it's not McElhaney, or it might be, yeah, it might be McElhaney, right there with the little rebel.
That's affirmative, and I'm pretty sure it's McElhaney, and the Sphinx was open and selling gas, the Sitco on the other side of the road was not.
Right, thank you for that, and I will relay that information. Travers Rest at Tigerville 25 is on a generator. They also have gas and a few lines. Lines aren't as bad as they were a couple of days ago. One more time, Johnny. 25 North at Tigerville Road in Travers Rest. Roger that. I'm pretty sure that's what you said, but I wanted to verify. They've been getting ours. If anybody's interested, the best time to go is between 10 and 12 in the evening. Lines are a whole lot less at that point in time.
Do you know if they're taking cash or card only?
Operation. You can get your gas at the pump.
That I appreciate that, Johnny. And Dave, if you're still listening, do you know if these ones you reported were cash or card only?
I used card only. No, I didn't use cash. But the one at Ingalls, well, no, the Ingalls, they shut down. They're not available anymore. But if you go in the Ingalls store to buy something on 290 before you get to Wadehampton, it's cash only.
I appreciate it. I will write that down and relay it in.
After that, doing a good job. Appreciate it. You must be exhausted. Are you getting anybody else to relieve you ever?
Out at the moment, he come in and helped me set everything up, and then he had to run home. He's got some stuff he's got to take care of, and hopefully he'll be back tonight. If not, I'll hang in here, and I'm fine right now. They're taking pretty good care of me here.
All right, that's good. I would volunteer to do it, but I have to leave every couple of hours to go get something. All right? We don't have big storage bins.
Woman. I'll sign for it, sir. One other note, just so everybody is aware, all stores that did not have backup power are in the process of throwing away all of their frozen and chilled foods. So anybody that's wanting anything in that category, you're not going to be able to get it for a couple of days until they restock.
Take that info. All frozen foods and cold goods are gone.
Throwing it all away and planning on restock. That's for any facility that did not have backup power.
KX?
KX, go ahead with your call sign.
Yeah, sorry, Patrick. Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Delta, Bob here in Piedmont. Good to hear your voice, Patrick. Thanks for all you're doing. I wanted to report that there's a Sphinx gas station and a QT at I-85 and South Carolina 86. That's exit 35 off of I-85, and they're full service, card and cash, and have electricity.
Thank you for that, Bob. I appreciate you bringing that information in here.
Yeah, this is Patrick. Sorry, I haven't been in touch. Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, standing by.
KO4 HKX. I'll put the call out again. Maybe somebody didn't hear me. But Billy, K90H, is asking us to get a list of gas stations and necessities that can be obtained so that we can relay that information in to them.
WR8RW.
W8RW.
Negative, sir. Whiskey Radio 8, Radio Whiskey.
Yeah, R8RW.
This is Robert, the Aries SEC for South Carolina. I have been asked to take ownership of the task that was originally given to Billy to kind of do some coordination with your net so that we can have some of our folks log it and send it to Columbia. I'd like the name and phone number of somebody I could contact so that we could get this coordinated, please.
I have phone service up here at all zero where I'm at. So I would have to relay everything down to somebody down there that has it. Dave, Johnny, any ideas?
This is W4DJW. Let me see if I got it. It could be me, but the cell phone in my area, it says one bar on 5G right now, but it often flips back and forth between SOS and one bar on 5G, so I can't guarantee that I can be reached, but you could try it. It won't hurt to try it. And at the moment, I can't leave, but I could, in a little bit, I might be able to leave and go somewhere where there is some connectivity. I don't know if Johnny has cellular phone connectivity or not. WD4DYH, you still there?
But see, I'm still here. We have some amount of connectivity. I can usually go find an X and make it work.
N4VUT over here in Tigerville. I have good cell. I'll be back at my house in about 30 minutes and firing up a generator so I can relay any cells that you need done.
Robert, will that work for you?
Net control, yeah, N4VUT, this is WR8RW. As you have the opportunity and as quickly as you can would be good, but I understand the situations. If you could give me a call on 612-791-5876, I'd like to just have a word with you and pass along information about how we would like to coordinate with the work that you are doing. We were going to essentially be doing it in a shadow so that we can get that information to Columbia. So if you would give me a call on the number I just gave you, and I'll read it back if you like, that would be helpful.
Won't be able to give you a call from here, so I'll have to see if the location I'm at has a phone that's working. If not, I will relay my information to someone else. I'm sorry, there's just no landlines or cell service up here in Western North Carolina where I'm at. And could you give me that number one more time, please, sir?
Numbers 612-791-5876. I'll copy.
After that.
7-6.
612-791-5876. Roger that. I will see if I can reach out from my location and get with you. If not, I will arrange to have a phone call made to you for me.
Good comment.
I think that was you.
Patrick.
Go ahead, Chad.
Tell me what you need.
Relay information to Robert, and I don't have phone access of any kind at the time. So I need to know what he's looking for exactly and then how to get it to him.
Roger that. So, Robert, you on frequency?
Nope.
What do you need?
Forget about that, please.
You need to know outages, shortages, fuel stops that are open, and grocery stores that are open. Is that correct?
I'll have a conversation, Top. I think it'll make it easier.
Roger that. Okay, Patrick, if you need me to handle that on frequency, if Johnny and Dave agree, I can take that. I know you got a lot on your plate.
I just don't know if I have a phone out is my big thing. So I just trying to get him the information he needs now. I'm starting to list already.
All right, roger that. All right, Dave, Johnny, you on frequency?
W4DJW is.
Can help him out. You got issues with using repeater to get that information?
But if you have trouble with cell phone, if you can hit me on Simplex, you can probably hit him on Simplex, just letting you know.
Cell's up and running. I can contact Robert, but if I open a small net to get this information, y'all okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Do whatever you need to do to get set up for emergency coordinations, yes.
Okay. All right, Robert, I'll give you a holler here in just a second.
Much, gentlemen. Appreciate it. WR8 or W, clear.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate all the help. And I'm going to put the call out again for open fuel stations and supplies, grocery stores. Open fuel station and grocery stores. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, KI4GOD.
Give me just a second, please, sir. Next last calling station. Could you go ahead with your call sign, please, sir?
It's KI4GOD. John in Simpsonville.
John, go ahead. 4GOD. Go ahead with your information, please, sir.
Steve is not all that great, so if you can hear me, the Publix and Lowe's on Woodruff Road, they both had cold items for sale and were open.
Public and Lowe's, cold items and open.
Sphinx gas station on East Standing Springs and Neely Ferry has gas and is open.
Can you come back with location, please, sir?
Ferry and East Standing Springs.
That Neely Berry and East Standing Springs is open and has gas. Are they taking cash or card only?
Steve is all broken up, so if he can hear me, I will be home in about 2 minutes and we'll double check the report with you.
Roger that. Thank you, John. KO4HKX. Looking for open fuel stations and grocery stores, please. Anybody in the Greenville, Spartanburg, and Henderson County, Transylvania County. Anybody listening, please come in here, please. KO4HKX.
KX, W4SOE.
Reports of fuel stations open in and around the Piedmont, Gray Court area.
Yeah, I'm just starting to gather my all this, so just starting over here again today. But that we people can get or try to announce in some of this.
The grocery store on Pelham Road is open and has some groceries. They are selling cold items, including meat, but the supply is getting lower than it normally was, right? No milk, no bread. But they did look like they had shelves full of just about everything else. The Circle K on Pelham is still selling gasoline, and I have been told that the Sphinx at Highway 14 in Pelham has gasoline.
I got Lowe's on Pelham, cold meat, and limited on dairy, and full shelves on pretty much everything else. Circle K on Pelham has a gas, and Sphinx has potential gas over on Pelham also, right?
I confirmed that myself. The traffic was a little horrendous, but I was told that while standing in Lowe's by a guy who said he just got gas there.
Roger that. Thank you, Sean, for bringing in that information in here. CEW, Ben, go ahead.
Report for you. 385 and Butler Road. I can confirm the Circle K there has non-ethanol generator gas.
That's
five gallons of it. I was just thrilled. I think they have diesel. They're out of regular gas. So
Sure, I got this right. And there was another station coming in there, so give me just a second to verify with him. 385 and Butler Road, the Circle K, is out of regular gas, but has 93 non-ethanol and diesel.
Which gas? KF4GOD.
Just a minute, John. Let me finish up with Ben here. Ben, did you copy me?
I cannot vouch for 93 octane, but they have non-ethanol and diesel.
All right, gentlemen. Let's pause here. Y'all are walking on each other, and I can't understand you when you do that. So just pause here, and I'll get you one at a time.
Comment.
Hang on just a minute. I know that's you, Chad, so hang on just a second. Ben, I got you there, non-ethanol and diesel. So I'm going to move on and get the other comments now so we can keep this moving. Go ahead, Chad.
All right, Dave, you on frequency?
W4DJW, roger that.
They need a, they are going to coordinate some listeners to monitor the 146610 and record all of the information that comes across the net prompted by the net controller. But they have not coordinated who those listeners are as of yet. So Patrick has got a tremendous amount going on with what he's got going. So here's a proposal I have is, in order to help South Carolina EMD with that, would you be opposed to me taking the 9 o'clock net tonight and upon check-ins at 9 o'clock, have the stations report in that information at that time, and that way they can have their coordinators coordinated by South Carolina EMD by then, and the net controller for 146610 will not need to copy that information. They'll have their listeners doing that. Is that kosher?
I'm good with that. If the net control for Sunday night is good with that, who is on frequency at the moment, you can validate it with him. But I'm good with it if he's good with it. W4DJW.
So you're wanting to take the net tonight, correct?
Negative. Are you the net controller? If you're tired and you need it, I will gladly take it. But if you want it, it is yours. It's just, they have to coordinate these people to collect the data as it comes in. So what I'm hearing now is a lot of people sending valuable information that you're having to record a lot of. If we can wait just a little bit and coordinate things a little better, you won't have to do any of that, or whoever the net controller is. So you're the lead man here. You tell me what you'd like to do.
Okay to call the net, and I'm okay to do what I'm doing. The only thing I have is, everybody please slow down and make sure you have the frequency before you start carrying on. Let me call you. That way we're walking on each other, because that's where it becomes an issue.
Right. Okay. So let me break this down a little bit. So right now you are having to record all of this information, and you are going to be responsible for relaying it. If you'll wait just a little bit and we can get some people on frequency and get things coordinated, all you'll need to do is call the net and just manage the flow. You won't have to write anything down or report it, but you're the operator in charge. You tell me what you'd like to do. I'm just trying to make things a little easier on you.
If we wait till 9 o'clock, most people aren't monitoring the nets. They're shut down for the night is my concern.
Roger. Okay, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Okay. Well, you continue to write down then, and I will let you know when those listeners are on frequency, and you can relax just a little bit.
I appreciate it. And I'm going to go ahead and go on to the other stations that we're trying to get in here now. So is that okay with you?
Oh, absolutely. I'll get with EMD and let you know when they're recording the information, and I'll let you know then. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right, bud. Thank you. Doing a great job, Patrick.
Looking for information on fuel stations and grocery stores. Make sure you have the repeater before you continue. So throw your call out. Pause, unkey, pause, listen, and then key back up. That way we're not walking on each other. I need just some kind of order here so that I can get this information correct. KO4HKX, looking for the next person.
For HKX, KJ4RXX.
KJ4RXX, go ahead with your comment.
This is Glenn, Simpsonville. Fairview Road, most stores there are open. Gas stations, Sphinx stations are pumping gas. The Aldi is open, selling everything but card only. The Publix on Fairview is also open, a lot of empty spaces on shelves, and they haven't fully restocked all the cold stuff yet. The 7-Eleven and the QT on Harrison Bridge are also open and pumping gas.
I got this, because I need a pause in between there, because there's a lot of writing there for me. I'm trying to write while y'all are talking. I got KJ4RXX, that's Glenn. Fairview Road, most things are open. The Sphinx and Aldi are open. Aldi is card only. And Publix on Fairview is open, but mostly empty shelves.
G-O-D.
Wait a minute, John. John. KO4HG. I'm dealing with one at a time.
And then on Harrison Bridge, there's a 7-Eleven and a QT.
KO4HKX, KI4GOD.
Bridge, those are both also pumping gas.
John, KO4GOD, I need you to wait. I'm trying to deal with Glenn, and then I will get your information, unless it's an emergency. Harrison Bridge, and then, so can you repeat that last one for me?
Harrison Bridge at 385. There's a 7-Eleven and a QT, both open and pumping gas.
I got Harrison Bridge, 385, 7-Eleven and QT, open and pumping gas. Do you know if they're cash or card?
I don't know. KJ4RXX, out.
Thank you for that information, John. Glenn, sorry. Go ahead, John. There. Station, please come in here with your information. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, KI4EJY.
Liza.
All right, I got an information dump for you here, so I'm going to pause halfway through, and you let me know when you're ready for me to keep going. So on Highway 80 and 29, 7-Eleven is open, pumping gas. I am not aware of cash or card on that. I'm going to pause here.
All right, can you repeat that for me? Highway 80 and what was the name of the gas station?
Highway 80 and 29 is the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Okay, next is on South Buncombe Road. The Exxon has gas, cash or card, and the Hotspot is also open, pumping gas, taking card also.
KO4HKX, KO4GOD.
Can you give me your Hotspot's location again?
These are both on South Buncombe Road in Greer.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Anything else?
Aldi's on 29 in Greer is selling everything. They had eggs, milk, meats. The only thing that they were out of, it looked like, was bread.
I appreciate that.
I got for you right now, Patrick, KF4EJY clear.
Roger, I appreciate that, Elijah. Sorry, I got to remember to push the mic button myself sometimes. Appreciate you pausing there and working with me. That's how I need the information to come in so that I can write it down. I'm one man by myself here. So, John, if you're on frequency, go ahead. Go ahead.
KX, this is N4BUT.
BUT, is that right? QT.
Yes, this is Jamie. I was just on the 29 in Wade Hampton, and Hampton Road, the Walmart there is open. Also, on Arlington Road, the Express Fuel is open. I do not know if they're taking cars, but parking lots are full, and pumps appear to be up.
Walmart on 29, and name of that other road? That's part of your comment.
Then also on Arlington in 29, Express Fuel is open.
Arlington in 29, Express Fuel open.
On the 14 by Gap Creek Road, the Dollar General is open and the parking lot's full.
14 in Gap Creek Road, Dollar General open and full parking lot. Jamie, is that all your information?
That's it for now.
N4VUT, Jamie, thank you so much for your information there. Now, GOD, are you still on frequency? KO4HKX, looking for the next information dump. 4HKX, looking for the next open gas stations and grocery stores. Please come in here now. Call KO4HKX.
4HKX, this is KQ4KFK.
4KFK, Gavin, go ahead with your message.
Hey, Net Control. A couple places that I know for sure are open. There's the Exxon gas station off of the corner of North Highway 101 and Milford Church Road. North Highway 101, Milford Church Road. I'm being advised that there is a pretty significant line there. I'm not sure if it's cash or credit. And then I have one more gas station that's further down on North Highway 101. It is Wee Willie's. They are cash only at this point.
That, Gavin, let me read it back to you, make sure I got it right. Exxon on North 101 and Milford Church is open. And Wee Willie's on 101 is cash only.
I'm being told the Wee Willie's, or the Wee Willis, sorry, Wee Willis is starting to get a little bit of a line, but they do have fuel and they do have power. Also advising, power or not, most Publixes are going to be open at this point in time. Probably dry goods only. I know there was an update about the one that had power selling cold stuff, but most of the ones in the area are going to be card only and are going to be selling dry goods. So if you're near Publix, it's a good spot to at least hit.
Roger that. Thank you for that information, Gavin. I appreciate it.
I'll be heading out, going up Wade Hampton here in a little bit, and I'll give you any more information I find as I drive.
I do appreciate that.
John Patrick, KQ4KFK, monitoring.
Stations open and grocery stores. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I got one more for you, Patrick, for people in Piedmont and in the general Easley Piedmont area. On South Carolina 81 at 1120 Wren School Road in Piedmont, there's a small gas station that just got a whole tanker full of gas a few hours ago, and they take cash and credit, and they've got full electrical power.
Roger that. Thank you, sir.
K4WCL.
K4WCL. John, go ahead.
Handheld right now. The wife and I are exercising. Hopefully you can copy me. I got a couple places in Pickens that are open. Very limited what you can get, but the Walmart in Pickens had dry goods. The hot spot on South Carolina 8, just south of Pickens, had gasoline. And the Save-A-Lot on South Carolina 8, south of Pickens, also was open. The Ingalls in Pickens is not open. Did you copy that?
Can you read the first part of that comment back to me?
Walmart and Pickens is open. Dry goods only.
At Walmart and Pickens, dry goods only. All right, can you bring me the last part of it now?
Hot gasoline south of Pickens on Highway 8 has gas.
Thank you, John, and appreciate you bringing that in here. KO4HK, standing by.
KL.
Second, sir, I'm talking to somebody here in front of me.
KO4HKX, this is KM4SON.
Roger that, KO4HKX, K4SLN, go ahead with your message.
Yeah, my neighbor's got a Generac generator that quit, and she traveled to try and get internet service on her phone and said to try jump starting it, and we tried that, and right now the battery, the new battery that's in there, is getting 12 volts. The car putting, with the jumper cables, is giving it over almost 13 volts, and you try the manual switch or the automatic switch, and nothing happens.
Generac generator that has quit. First thing I would check is check the oil level in, because they have a low oil level shutoff on them. So check that first, and if it's more than that, you're going to have to call out of service for that.
To call for service, and all she got was a voicemail. So, yeah, I'll go check the oil on it then and see if that does it. Thank you very much. KM4SON.
Thank you, sir, for coming in here and asking that question. Hopefully that's all it is.
Back and let you know.
KN.
Go ahead with your call sign, please, sir.
4VUT, Jamie, and on the corner of Milford Church Road and 101, the Exxon station is open, taking cash and card.
Already got that one, Jamie. Gavin beat you to it.
And 4VUT, clear.
For coming in here with that, though. And I'm going to pause out here and make a call for K4RM, K4RM, KO4HKX. RM, KO4HKX. KO4HKX, standing by.
KQ4KFK. Advised by a friend of mine who's driving around, they stated that the QT on Wade Hampton and South Buncombe at that major intersection still has gas as about 20 minutes ago and had power.
QT at Wade Hampton and South Buncombe has fuel and has power about 20 minutes ago. Thank you for that, sir. KO4HKX.
Trying to help out. KQ4KFK.
Mobile. The V6E station, can you give me the rest of your call sign?
The station I'm looking for is Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu, and this is K4RXI.
Oh, sorry. We're trying to run a net, but go ahead and make your call. Nobody's here right now.
Somebody on frequency, that's why I keyed up, and evidently Tom's not home. So K4RXI Mobile, be clear.
Hey, Dale, I'm here. I was just waiting for a moment to stick my signal in there. If I'm making the machine, I'm on the microscopic HT, over.
Tom, I'm just wondering if you can make the 442 Marietta repeater.
I'm not sure if it's in operation. Goodness. I'm not really sure. I'd have to grab one of my other HTs. I'm using this old kerosene-powered thing from way back in the day. It's old standard HT. But I'll see if I can get on it, and I'll try to meet you over there, buddy. I talked to Brad. He came up, checked on his mom, and brought her all kinds of goodies and stuff like that, and I think they were heading back down to wherever it is, Social Circle. So, but anyway, he said we'll have to all catch up on HF or something these days soon. But Dale, I'll go in there and drag out the other HT, and I'll see if I can hit the Marietta 440 machine if it's up. If not, Billy's is up and open. 147. Let me think. I can't remember what Billy's repeater is. But I know that one up here in Marietta is open. But I'll go ahead and clear with you and see what I can do. WV6Z.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, I checked it, and it is open. But I'll check back with you after a while. 73s, K4RXI, clear.
KO4HNX, W4NGU. That's your call. This is Whiskey 4, November Golf Uniform.
W4HKX, this is W4TOA.
4TOA, go ahead.
Patrick, this is Grant again up in Cedar Mountain. We did that wellness check for that Keith Bryson. We did locate the house. The occupant is not there. Evidently, the neighbors are saying they saw him well and safe yesterday, Saturday, but the occupant was not there.
Appreciate you bringing me that information. I'm looking for his call sign now so I can, there it is. So when he comes back in here, I can relay that information. Was seen yesterday, but not today. Correct?
That's correct. W4TOA clear. I'll be monitoring for a little while, probably for another hour or two. So if there's any more wellness checks up here, we do have a curfew in effect, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And so I'll be monitoring, and if I need to do a wellness check close by, I should be able to. W4TOA, clear.
Grant, you know, I don't know how much I appreciate you doing that, and I know he will too, but I will relay the information when he comes back in here. KO4HKX, standing by.
KO4HKX, W4NGU.
KO4HKX here.
Are you still trying to reach Fred K4RM, if so I can give him a cell call and get him on?
I was hoping to reach him over RF because he's up in here in my neck of the woods traveling through. I was wanting some updates on Bavard as he come through town.
Well, I'll dial him right now. If I can reach him, I'll let you know.
Thank you, Phil.
HKX, K4RM Mobile.
KO4HKX here. How was getting through town?
Came through Brevard, no problem. There's several gas stations open. Most of them had lines. I'm on 64 now, headed towards Hendersonville. Over.
So that back up there coming down, making that right-hander onto 64, about to clear it out.
Yeah, sailing. No problem at all.
Did you happen to notice what gas stations and grocery stores were open?
There's several in Brevard, Marathon, Shell Station, that EN something, Enmark or whatever was open. There were several. I didn't see any grocery stores open. The food line did not appear to be open, nor did the Ingles. There were some cars in front of it, but it didn't look like the store was open. Over.
That's what I want to know so we can relay that information out. I appreciate that, and you have a safe trip the rest of the way. If you could come back in here once you get through Hendersonville and relay some of that information through there, I would appreciate that too.
Like I say, we're on 64 now, and traffic is moving pretty good. Not seeing any major backups or anything, but it'll be a bit yet before we get into Hendersonville.
You just be careful out there.
4RM Mobile clear, listening.
Phil's going to try to call you, so if that message comes through, this is what it was about.
If he can get the signal through, because our cell phones haven't been working all afternoon.
service up here yet, and I haven't got set up on Windlink station here where I'm at. I don't have that capability yet to email all this stuff down there to them.
All right, take care. I'll be listening, K4RM.
Call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KQ4BGE. I heard the gentleman and you talked in there for a second. If you need me to make any phone calls, I am available.
Don't need any at the moment. We're going to have to try to pass some traffic later that way. So, but that'll be done differently. They're wanting to keep it off the air if possible.
I'm aware, but just in case, I'll be around. I'm trying to listen as much as I can. So if anyone needs, I can also give out my number if anybody wants that. So anyways, y'all carry on. Thank you for all that you do. Hope everyone is safe. KQ4BGU.
KQ4BGU.
KX, this is KM4SLN about the generator.
Second, let me finish up here. KQ4BGU, was it? Is that correct? Bravo Golf Echo. Okay, and what was the name of that?
Donnie. I used to live up there in Pisgah Forest, right, about a rock throw away from you.
Roger. I thought that was you, but I wasn't sure. I hadn't got used to your call yet. So let me move off here and go down to the next one. Go ahead with your call.
Slow. Would 5W20 synthetic okay?
Get it running and... yes, get it running, see if that's what it was. Some old better than none.
My next question is when I try to start it again, should it just start?
It may just start, don't know. So you'll just have to give it a try. If that's all that was wrong with it, then it should fire back up, but it may take a try or two.
Okay, roger that. Thank you very much. It's KM4SON.
And Donnie, thank you for bringing that offer in here. I do appreciate it. And you stay safe out there. You're down in Liberty right now, right?
Yeah, I am in Liberty, but I do have the capabilities of making phone calls and such, so I've been trying to help out when I can with that.
I'm looking for information on fuel stations and grocery stores that are open down that way.
Just came out here to Walmart and Pickens. They are open. We was here earlier today. A lot of the meats are gone, but they are taking cash and or credit. There's a hot spot just down the road, and it looked like it still had gas. I got gas there earlier today. Also, there are some fast food joints and stuff opened up if somebody just wants a quick bite or something. Other than that, I can't really comment on the Liberty side of things. I haven't been back out that way. I just kind of came over this way because it is closer to my house.
KO4HKX. Thank you for that, Donnie.
Try to take a little bit of a different route home and see what I can find else that's open. There's also places like Tractor Supply, Ace Hardwares, and stuff like that that's got some power, so they should be able to help people out as well. KQ4BGE73.
I appreciate you bringing that information in here. You be safe out there. KO4HK, standing by. Station, I did not catch your call time. Please call KO4HKX.
Okay, this is N1SUZ.
SUZ, can I get a name?
You sure can. The name here is Suzanne.
Yes, ma'am, how may I help you?
So I just wanted to let you know that we are monitoring you from Pickens, and we don't have any updates about the grocery store situation and whatnot yet. We were there yesterday out there, and actually this afternoon, but we will call in with any updates that we have. As of now, Bojangles and Burger King are very popular, and they are open, and the stop a minute ran out of gas this afternoon, So we're waiting for a gas shipment for them probably this evening.
Dan, I appreciate that information, and it's nice for somebody to know where they can get them a hot meal for a little while.
That's a roger, roger. Yeah, we've been having Bojangles 24.
Starting to break up a little bit, so you be careful out there. KO4HK, standing by.
Big hot showers.
Suzanne, you be careful out there, and you're starting to break up and lose your repeater, so I'm going to let you go. You be careful, and stay safe. KO4HKX.
Yeah, thanks very much for what you're doing. We'll be monitoring. We're out and clear.
HKX, this is KO4RIM. I'm actually trying to reach K4RM.
Go ahead. You're a little light on the volume, so you may want to speak up just a little bit.
Not any better?
Much better.
If I oriented to the microphone correctly, I'm trying to actually reach K4RM if he's listening.
RM, you still out there? I don't know, less than 10 minutes ago.
Please appreciate the net. I'll hand it back over to you, K4RAM. I'll be clear and listening 7:30. Thank you.
K4RAN?
Romeo India Mike, K4RIM.
R-I-N. Okay, thank you. And name?
I'm actually Fred's son, K4RM's son.
I thought you were, but I didn't want to speak out of turn. And I will let him know if he pops back in here that you're looking for him.
Thank you for the net. You guys take care. Thank you. K4RM clear. Or sorry, KO4RM, excuse me, clear. 7:30.
Be safe out there. KO4HKX, standing by.
Sonny, KE4VIB, I understand there's an operator at Anchor Broadcasting taking information. If they are, I'd like to contact them.
For VIB, I believe it was. This is KO4HX. You're speaking to him.
Need to pass on information that Little Willow Road off of Pleasant Grove Church Road in Henderson County. They're covered at the end of the road, washed out, and everybody that lives back in there is cut off.
Willow off of Pleasant Grove Road is cut off back in there.
Pleasant Grove Church Road.
All right, let me make sure I got this right. I want to make sure I get it right. Little Willow off of Pleasant Grove Church Road is cut off. Any emergencies or any major needs?
I'm aware of.
I will relay the information up as quick as I can, sir. Can I get a name with your call sign?
Sonny.
Sonny, and I got Kilo Echo 4 Victor India Bravo is your call sign.
Correct.
I will relay the information up and see what we can get you some help out there to get cleaned up. Roger that, sir. 4 HKX, standing by.
VIB clear.